Well, welcome to Daily Inspiration today. This is Brother Jeff Chapman, and thank you for your call. And trust that the Lord Jesus would speak to you through his word today. I would like you to go with me to Romans chapter 12. There's a few things in this chapter. Oh, it's just powerful thoughts. I just want to spend some time here in the next several days looking at the riches and the truth that are in this chapter. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, accordingly as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That was Romans chapter 12. We're going to look at some nuggets of truth the next several days. I just want to point out, as I've read this chapter, couple of brief things in verse 1. Paul is pleading with us as holy brethren. These are brothers of one another, brothers of Christ, members of Christ. He speaks of God and his mercy, and he uses the greatest thing in the world, God's mercy. That's what he pleads with us through, that great, immutable force. And then it says, to present your bodies, that we are to consciously, with our strength with our power and with our effort to present ourselves, our fleshly, physical bodies, to God a living sacrifice. You know, sacrifices, you tie them up, you kill them, and you burn them. But when you have a living sacrifice, it keeps trying to crawl off the altar. So to be a living sacrifice, it's going to take consecration. It's going to take surrender. It's going to take giving up. And it says that we should be holy. And we should make ourselves acceptable to God. And it says here that when you do this, you've not done anything above and beyond the line of duty. It says that is just reasonable service. That means we are only doing that which is our duty already to do. We all deserve hell. We all deserve God's swiftest and most fierce judgment. But God has given us mercy, and we must present ourselves to God the way he says to, for this is our reasonable. It is only what is required of us to do. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We'll continue to call in each day, and we're going to go through some wonderful truths in this passage. God bless you. Be holy.